Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. If you struggled with growing your podcast and didn't understand why it wasn't growing, this episode is for you. And the reason why is because the name of the video, the title of the video, is that growth is consistent. What does that mean? What does that consist of? What does that look like? Growth is consistent. Not only is it consistent, it's really consistent. The reason why is because in order for you to grow, you have to show up when you don't feel like it. And the reason why it's important is because when you're showing up when you don't feel like it, or when you have the energy for it, or you just really want like to discover more, you have to do it consistently. My biggest struggle a couple years ago was just understanding that if I show up every single day, showing up is only half the battle. The other half is knowing what you are showing up for. Throughout time, over the years, over the half a decade, really me gaining the experience, I started to understand that not only am I good at showing up and being consistent, now something has to come from the consistency. And the something is really establishing a business. For me to grow a podcast business, one, I have to be podcasting frequently. Two, I have to have a lot of customers who are interested in launching their podcast. Three, I have to preach about what I'm practicing, because if I'm practicing what I'm not preaching, then it defeats the purpose. It doesn't matter how long it take you. What matters is this: how long can you be consistent? This is perfect. I literally got it on my board, on my whiteboard, and this was a while ago. How long can you be consistent before you see any return, before you see anything that deals with money? How long can you be consistent? You see, growth is consistent because regardless of the amount that you're getting paid, regardless of the amount of people that you're helping, regardless of the change you're trying to make, you have to show up every single day. So I want to write on here, how long can you be consistent? And I asked myself this question a long time ago, and I put it on my board, and every now and then I look up to my right and I see the question, how long can you be consistent? It's not consistent for no reason. You're not consistent for no reason. What happens many times in life is that you have to understand you're consistent for a reason. Hold on. See, many times you're struggling with the consistency. I was struggling with the consistency because I really needed to understand the importance behind the goal. What is the goal I'm trying to hit? What is the purpose I'm trying to achieve? What is the reason behind everything? How long can you be consistent? How long can you show up? How long can you podcast without seeing no returns? It's the returns that make a difference, because the instant gratification stops a lot of people from being consistent. You see, growth comes from consistency. Did I say it right? Growth is consistent. Growth is consistent when you show up consistently. It doesn't matter what you're offering. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. It doesn't even matter the value that you're bringing. What matters is that you show up and then over time you improve your value. Prime example. Okay. So my wife, she's an educator. Shout out to my wife. Well, she was an educator. And when I was doing podcasting and really diving into it, like I was really consistent, I was surprised on the amount of consistency that I had. It was crazy. And so my wife came to me one time and she was like, Terrell, you ain't bringing no value. And I'm like, what you mean? I think I'm bringing value. I believe in what I'm talking about. I believe in that value. She's like, no. People don't have any takeaway from your talking points. People don't have no takeaway from your podcast. It's not the fact that you're not consistent. It's the fact that you're consistently talking about nothing. When I started to understand, it's not just about consistency. It's more so about understanding what you are bringing to the table. You see, there's a table here that I'm on. I got my laptop, got my microphone, got my water bottle right here. Got a whole bunch of junk on. I got some trash right here. Not a whole bunch, and I ain't gonna say a whole bunch. So my desk ain't that messy, but you know, it's organized chaos. And in order for the desk to be here, one, it had to be put together. And when it get put together, it has legs that attach to the table. So the legs is keeping the table stand up. Like, hold on, let me just draw the legs out. Like the table, this is the table, and these are the legs. These are the legs. This is the base. Base of what? Your goals. Because here's the thing. Here's another analogy. The legs are the actions that you're taking. I'm just going to put action. In addition to that, it's the lessons that you're learning. I'm just going to put lessons. Why? Because if you don't have a table where things can be placed, you don't have a foundation for your goals to be met. Why is that important? I really reckon. Hold on. Let me calm down just a little bit. Okay, there we go. I had to discover it's not just about showing up, even though showing up is only half the battle. The other half comes from understanding why you are showing up. I did a podcast webinar this morning, and when I did a podcast webinar, it was to help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. And when I was presenting, I was delivering, I was educating, I was informing the people that I was teaching. You see, one thing that I had to teach is that discovered and learned from my wife, shout out to my wife, is that it's not about the information that you're giving. It's about the value that you're delivering that help others go from point A to point B. What does that even consist of? In this example right here, I drew a table. So you have legs, you have your base. Your base is where your foundation is built upon, because when you have your goals that you're constantly achieving and working towards, the work that you're doing is even more critical because it positions you differently. Hold on. Let me come back. The work that you're doing is completely different because in order for your growth to be consistent, you have to consistently provide value. Value looks different. It depends on the business that you're having. And I had this thought process that came across today. In fact, it made a whole bunch of sense. And it's how long can you be consistent? And then here go part two. How long can you be consistent to create a plan? To create results. How long can you be resistant? How long can you be consistent before you create results? You see, it's the results that people are looking for. What results are you looking for? Many times it's just the goals that people would like to have. It's the accomplishment that people would like to achieve. It's the determination that people are willing to determine for themselves. What happens is that as you are trying to discover what happened, as I was trying to discover, I discovered that consistency is only a part of it. Consistency is only a journey of it. Consistency is only like a portion of it. Why? Because in order for me to actually learn and understand what I'm doing, I have to have a business behind everything that I'm doing. I have to have a way where I help leaders launch their podcast with confidence, because it's something that I'm developing, it's something that I'm building, it's something that I'm growing into. I often say it doesn't matter what you are talking about. What matters is that you're showing up consistently. I'm going to add something to that. It doesn't matter what you're talking about, but it matters the value that you're providing. There's a lot of trends that's going on across social media. And one thing that I don't like about social media is that people catch the trends. People catch the wave. People would like to be like everything that's trending at top and talking at this moment. What I recognize, I get it, like it's mainstream, it's media, it's attention, whatever you want to call it. But that doesn't provide value to my audience. If I was to catch every trend that I'm catching will leave me, because I'm always trying to change, adapt, and to be an update to the trend. Right now, for this moment, the trends is that I want to be consistent. And as I'm consistently providing value for leaders to launch their podcast with confidence, eventually I will catch the trend. Moreover, I will create the trend in my own space. I want to be like me. I want to be like, and I want to have a great podcast business where we get to a point in helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence. We show them how to launch their first podcast. We show them how to launch their second podcast. We show them how to launch their third podcast. And now they're beat the statistics, the numbers of 90% of people stop podcasting after episode number 3. If we can help leaders launch their podcast with confidence and get past the bad stats and get into the good stats, sometimes it's the understanding that you have to learn from people that's already doing it. But if I'm doing it, I have to be consistent with it. The results that I'm looking for is not going to come today. The results that I'm looking for is not going to be present today. The results that I'm looking for will not be instant. It will not be instant because it takes time to be developed. It takes awareness to be understood, and it takes knowledge to position yourself differently. To create value, one has to understand the value that they are creating. Hold on. Growth is consistent, because until you are consistently saying the same exact thing, growth will never happen, because you're changing your message. A couple of years ago, before I started going to Action Zone, shout out to Action Zone. Action Zone is a veterans program that helps first responders, military spouses, veterans, and service members to get into business, go from idea to creation, or idea to profitable, and really growth. As I went through this program, I started to learn more about, well, it's not just about posting. It's not just about creating content and having content to post online. It's more so about understanding your message and have your message be presented the same exact way differently. Excuse me. What this does is that it positions you differently. How this help you is that it help you grow beyond your means. You can't provide value if you don't understand the value that you're providing. As I was doing the training today, I literally just recognized, I was like, wow, this is a lot of growth. This is a lot of like determination, will, and experience, just level of understanding. But before that level of understanding came, it's just really trying to figure it out. What am I doing? What is the goal behind it? What is the purpose behind it? There are over 5 million different podcasts out there. And how can I be different? I don't want to be like everybody else. In fact, I'm not like everybody else. I'm like myself. And for those who are listening, you have to understand that you got a path. You have a journey. You have your own lane that you're in. Growth comes from consistent. Hold on. What I say? Growth is consistent, because you have to consistently show up for yourself before you show up for others. When you show up for others, people are believing in your consistency. When you show up for others, people are believing in your path. When you show up for others, you have showed up for yourself. Why? Because you are seeing yourself differently. You are doing things differently. You see, it's not about changing direction or changing what you're doing. I remember when I was trying to figure out what I was doing, my message has changed so many different times. And it got to a point where if I change my message this time, now I got to change and update the emails, the notification, and so on and so forth. I have to change everything to match the language that I was using or the message that I was sharing. And so what it did was, I give you a prime example. So what that did, it was challenging. Oh my, it was challenging because at first it was, we help leaders build culture through podcasting and whatever it is it was. What's going on, bro? And whatever it was, we help leaders build culture through podcasts. Oh, it was through podcasting. Podcasting. There we go. Now, that itself is confusing because I don't even know what that means. And as I'm trying to figure it out, as I'm trying to like explain it, people are asking like, so what do you do? This was back in a couple of months. I was like, well, good question. We help leaders build culture through podcasting. And then that was like, what is that even? They didn't say that, but their facial expression was like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, what does that even mean? So I'm like, well, I don't know, but I got to think about it. It wasn't the fact that it wasn't making sense. It wasn't making sense, yet the consistency in that was the podcast. So, okay, how can I position that differently? How can I focus on the podcast? How can I inform others that I help leaders launch their podcast with confidence? Well, I just need to change my language. So as a new business owner who get into business, understanding your message is everything, because whenever you go to different places, you have to share your message. You have to share what you do. But if you don't understand, if I don't understand what I'm doing, it's back a couple of months again, how can I inform others of what I'm doing? How can I explain the importance behind it? How can I talk about it with passion? How can I talk about it with the knowledge that I need to have? But it's recognizing that sometimes in order for you to be consistent with your growth, you have to be consistently changing. There's a book by Tillman Fertitta, if that's his name. I think that's his name. And it's called Shut Up and Listen. And he's the owner of Houston Rockets casinos and et cetera. He's a billionaire. In the book, it says that people who don't adapt to change will adapt to them. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact words, but that was actually pretty good. In other words, if you're not adapting to the change or adapting to the times or adapting to anything, you could be left behind. He said that's why he buy a lot of companies, because a lot of people say that, well, that's how they always done it. And so, like, really understanding, like, there's a process you have to go through. It's not the fact that you can't change or you can't evolve, you can't develop within yourself. It's more so understanding that you have to go through a process of discovery for your podcast. Growth is consistent when you discover the purpose of your growth. You have to change, you have to evolve, you have to develop yourself. And once you develop yourself, you eventually start developing your business. I recently started working with clients and I see the transformation. I see the shift within themselves. And at the time, it was like, well, what are they changing? What are they evolving to? Like, I didn't get it. I was helping people without even understanding that I'm helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence. I was helping leaders, and I didn't know I was helping leaders. I was helping them launch their podcast, and I just thought I was helping them get confident on camera. The wording changed. The wording shifted. The wording became more simple. Getting comfortable on camera is a big challenge that a lot of people has. And I'm thinking, well, since I've been doing it for half a decade, I got the experience. But it wasn't the confidence on camera that I was teaching. It was more so helping them learn what to talk about when they get on to camera. When they press that record button, it seemed easy, seemed simple. But no, it's not, because there's a lot of work that goes into the preparation for your message to come out clear. Growth is consistent because you are consistently changing. You don't know what you're going to grow into until you are willing to change your old ways. Your old ways can be updated. Your old ways can be pivoted. In addition to that, it's helping you speak the language of your customers. When I started to understand, a lot of people that I was helping, they used the word confidence. Terrell helped me build my confidence. And I'm like, well, what is confidence? Because this feels natural to me. Now, mind you, when I started a half a decade ago, I was not that confident. Oh, I'm teaching confidence because, one, when a lot of people start podcasting, they get in their head like, man, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to do. I don't even know if this is going to be valuable enough. They get in their head and they never stop and they never start podcasting. Well, in reality, they're overthinking it because they think they have to have everything figured out. No, you just need to worry about the next episode. When you worry about the next episode, you're able to present the information that you have, which makes you think differently. The word confidence that people were using, confidence, there we go, was my customer's language. And it's not the fact that gaining the confidence is easy. No, it's like, well, how do you gain confidence? When you get comfortable doing a particular skill, your confidence will eventually grow with it. Okay. Hello, I'm going to look up the definition of confidence. Confidence is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. Firm trust, belief, faith. Y'all know what that is. Convention, and then reliance. So to keep it simple, the state of feeling certain about the truth of something. So how do you get certain of something? You know the information. So I'm in school for business management. And we're in negotiation class. And we ended up taking personality tests. We took out maybe 3 or 4 of them. And every set of questions was asking about you. Like, who are you? The questions that they ask all pertain about how you act, how you respond, how you feel about certain things. And as I was taking the test, like, mind you, like, I'm not a good test taker. As I'm taking the test, I felt confident about every answer that was asked to me. Because it was asking me about myself. I feel confident that I know myself. And so as I proceeded to answer the questions, as I'm answering the questions, I was really confident about every question. Maybe some had maybe 40, some had 20, some had 12, so on and so forth. But what this did for me is that it helped me recognize that if I know some information, if I know this information, I'm confident. Whereas if I don't know this information, I'm going a lot slower. I'm taking my time. I'm reading the questions like 2 or 3 times and really second guessing the answer and how it's supposed to be. But if it's about myself, I'm like, oh yeah, I already know myself. But if it's about anything other than myself, I'm like, I'm a little hesitant. How do you get confident with something? How do you be certain for something if there's something you ain't never tried? See, to launch your podcast with confidence, you have to be certain in your voice. You have to be certain in your message. And you have to be certain in the value that you are bringing. It's the value that's overwhelming, because how do you know you're bringing value? It's the value that's overwhelming, because how do you know this value is helping others? It's the value that people focus on, because until the value is spoken about and made simple enough for people to understand, nobody will understand what you are talking about. I didn't even know what I was talking about for a long time. Yet I still was figuring it out. Yet I still was developing. Yet I still was growing. Yet I'm still asking questions. I'm still going around people who are in business, who've been in business longer than me. Why? Because if I don't know something, I need to go find the answer. When I find the answer, guess what? I become certain of that thing. To become certain of that thing means you are building your confidence. To launch your podcast with confidence, you have to be okay with just starting with no confidence. My second podcast episode was, you have to go through a phase of life to learn more about yourself. Because if you haven't experienced anything, how can you help someone with something? To be certain on something, you have to be certain on yourself first. And then all the other stuff come because it's more information to learn. Nonetheless, when you start to be certain about yourself, you keep learning about yourself. You keep evolving. You keep growing. Growth is consistent because you are always changing. You are always evolving. You are always becoming someone different. You can't become someone different until you become certain of yourself. Growth is consistent because you are consistently changing. Hold on. Maybe I'm going all over the place. Or maybe I'm not. What does that say? My custom language. So people, it's not the fact that the people are lacking confidence. Here's the truth. They lack practice. We're talking about practice? Yes, we are talking about practice. They lack practice because how do you know how to practice? I remember when I was playing football back in high school, every day, Monday through Saturday, we had Sundays off. When the season was on, Monday through Saturdays, Monday through Sunday, Saturdays. We went to practice to learn the plays. And then after practice, we'll go watch the film and the practice that we just had. Then after that, we'll still talk about the plays. Then after that, we'll go practice some more. You don't get tired of practicing. You get tired of messing up. I got tired of messing up because my coach was like, he said, man, you a high rep guy. I said, no, I ain't. He said, you are because I just told you were. And when he said that, I was like, what is a high rep guy? I literally asked, so I was like, what is a high rep guy? And he proceeded to say, a high rep guy is someone that takes a long time to understand the information that they've been given. And when I sat back and thought about it, I was like, maybe you might be on to something. Maybe you might be on to something. Why? Because it does take me a long time to learn something. It does take me a long time to understand something. It does take a long time for me to implement what I just learned. To be certain on a thing, you are building your confidence for the information that you just received. The information that you receive doesn't stop with the introduction. You have to go more in depth with the knowledge. You have to go more in depth with the practice. You have to go more in depth with your discovery. The more you discover, the more consistent you become. And here's a side note. Being educated is good, but being too educated is overwhelming because not everything has to be perfect. I literally felt myself a while ago. I was like, man, I do not want to get perfect. I do not want to be perfect. I want to go along the journey and develop and grow. But I had to recognize I'm developing and growing. I'm not staying the same. I'm not the same person I was when I joined the Marine Corps. I'm not the same person I was when I got out the Marine Corps. I'm not the same person I was 3-4 years ago, 3 years after the Marine Corps. Why? Because you evolve. If you're focusing on evolving, you're focused on your growth. When you focus on your growth, you're focused on being consistent. Consistent. Hold on. When I say growth is consistent. Yeah, growth is consistent because you are consistently changing. Growth is consistent because you are consistently changing. If you're not changing, that's something that you are lacking. In addition to that, you can always change. So to recap what the video, what we have recently talked about today, is that growth is consistent. It's consistent because you have to have a foundation to be certain of something. Once you're certain, you start to grow, you start to develop, you start to learn. And when you put the pieces of the puzzle together, you have a beautiful picture. Because at first it was scattered pieces to the puzzle, but now every piece of the puzzle comes together. And this is where your clarity, focus, and understanding comes from. So if you're a leader that's struggling to launch your podcast with confidence, and you always dreamed of launching your podcast, click the link down below and join our podcast training to learn how to launch your podcast in the next 90 minutes. Because one thing that stops a lot of people from launching their podcast is the information. And I don't want the information to stop you from launching your podcast. So click the link below and join the training. And last thing I want to leave you with. Growth is consistent because you are consistently challenging yourself. When you challenge yourself by attending the Launch Your Podcast webinar, you are improving, you are growing, you are developing. And that itself will lead you to having a podcast that impacts more people than you could ever imagine. So this has been great. If you just joined in or have been joining in, let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway so far. And I would love to engage with it. Until next time, click the link right here. Click the link below. And I'll see you in the podcast webinar training.